There is dispute over what the whole point of UNGAS 2016 should be. Some countries think that it's the opportunity to come up with a new way of doing business. Other countries see it as an opportunity to tweak the existing approach. What is off the table, very clearly, is any discussion of changing the legal regime itself. But there's still plenty of room within the four corners of the legal regime to change things up. And exactly how things should be changed up, that's at the heart of the debate.
So anybody expecting a debate over the legalization of drugs will be disappointed by next year's proceedings?
There'll be a few countries, and we're really talking a small number, that call for a discussion of this idea. They won't necessarily call for legalization itself, but there'll be a lot of countries that in between the lines are moving in that direction. And this is one of the key ideas that we grapple with in this report. How do you build flexibility into the regime without splitting the regime apart? How do you make sure that countries can respond to their own economic, social, cultural, even political circumstances and still live up to their international obligations without them ending up going in such different directions that you really don't have a global regime anymore, or you have it only in name? And that's a real challenge for all of the countries to figure out how to do that. What people are focusing on more and more is, let's look at what works in drug policy. Let's take the time over the next 3 years to look at what works through an open working group, develop some more concrete drug policy goals, a little bit like the Sustainable Development Goals that the UN has just adopted, but for drug policy, and go from there.
But do you contend that a global framework is possible or useful anyway?
The real challenge for member states is to understand how to get the most out of that regime. Some member states think that the best way to use the regime is to crack down on traffickers and to take a criminal justice approach in particular. In some cases, that also impacts users. But in other parts of the world, member states are moving away from that approach and trying to put a greater emphasis on public health, think about the development impacts of global drug policy.
Things like treatment and rehabilitation.
Treatment and rehabilitation, alternatives to incarceration, proportionality in sentencing. That's the focus very much for Western Hemisphere and some European countries. In other parts of the world, it still looks like a development problem from their perspective. So they want to think about, in more detail, how do we help communities that are involved in drug production or drug trafficking find alternatives and move away from their dependence on those illicit livelihoods to other kinds of ways of being productive parts of the economy.
So what are your key starting points in terms of your input to all this?
We argue that there's a need for a structured but principled discussion for the next 3 years to come up with a set of global drug policy goals that allow member states to track progress into the future. At the moment, the regime is focused on one goal, essentially, which is eliminate drug trafficking and, if possible, drug use. After many decades of trying to reach that goal, I think there's a growing recognition that we may need to have slightly more granular goals and measure progress in...
Perhaps more realistic.
Some would put it that way, indeed. And we need to measure progress in a more measured way and in finer increments so that we understand what's working and what's not. At the same time, we need flexibility for member states in their implementation without sacrificing key principles like respect for human rights, protecting public health, encouraging development.